Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to October and Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings, Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers. And our topic tonight, or this afternoon, is Divine Inheritance. And our call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, joined in union with the Holy Spirit, to each and every caller and listener, now and in the future, to be guided into our divine inheritance. In Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray, Father, also our country is such a mess. With Neptune still in Pisces until 2025, so much corruption has been revealed. Help our country, Jesus. Amen. October is considered hurricane season, and I got that information at weather.com. However, history proves that often at this time of year, there's upheaval. That's our physical side. We're in this physical world, and we have our destiny to deal with and our journey on the physical side. But the spiritual side is double blessings. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 talks about time for everything under the sun, time for every purpose under heaven. So God deals with times and seasons. And God has expressed his desire for his people to draw close to him. In this process, we resolve to heal and unbalance within ourselves. It's free will, so we have to make a decision that enough is enough. We want to have complete balance and not deal with problems, you know, that hold us back. And so we have to resolve to do that. We have to make up our mind to do that, because, and then we agree with God and do it by renewing our minds. One I'd like to talk about is the tendency to doubt. And what we focus on, we create in our lives, and we need to focus on the goodness of God. Just think about how good he is, and celebrate his love and grace. I mean, we're looking in the world, and all of us are, we've had X-rated everything and D-rated. It's just been doubt things. All these commercials saying our money is going to go away and all this stuff, and instilling fear in us. And but we have a divine inheritance, and today I want to try to help you get there. My church observed the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the 10 Days of Awe, and now we're in First Fruits, which is Sukkot, and we're observing that as well. And we have to remember, the darker the world gets, that's the physical side, it can get brighter for believers, because the scripture tells us in Romans 5, verse 20, where sin abounds, much more grace abounds. And I'm speaking to believers here, and we need to position ourselves in alignment with God. And you do that by renewing your mind. Okay, we have some callers here. Let's get going. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to get a hold of you.
Okay. Your first card is Rebirth, and I'm using the Sacred Circle. And the second card is Abandonment. And abandonment can mean that you're abandoning an idea or a thought, but there's a lot of hope over it. And you have Archangel Gabriel, he's trying to help you to realize things. You know, in our humanness, we if we can't see something or feel something, taste it through our five senses. We serve a supernatural God, and things are going to change. It shows discontent, but you need to get out of that. That's not from God. And God has given us skills in the spirit, but if we don't attend to the spirit, then we don't use them. And it's like playing a piano. If you stop it for 6 months, what happens? You're a little bit rusty. And so we have to exercise our spiritual side. And there's fear of failure, but that is not going to happen. You have a strong guardian angel that is trying to help you to get through this. And your last card is total success, and it should start any time now. We're past the upheaval. Well, October needs to get over with, because it's usually a month of upheaval. But you should see it changes before this year closes. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling. It's really hard when, you know, we're affected by what we see and what we hear, what we speak, we create, because our words, God created the world with his words. And our words are very powerful. We don't realize that, and especially maybe in a position of anger, and we say things that we don't mean. And so all of that, we have to. And Proverbs says that no man can tame his tongue, so we need our help from our Heavenly Father to do that. Holy Spirit can teach us. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. So positioning ourselves in alignment with God is outlined in the Bible. It is a book, and the main story that I can think of right now is Joseph. And it's in Genesis 37 to 39. And his father seemed to favor him. He made him a coat of many colors. And his brothers got jealous, threw him in a pit. And make a long story short, he went from the pit to the prison to the most powerful man in Egypt, the right hand of Pharaoh. And God called him a prosperous man. It didn't look like it. He was a slave, but he sure became one. But he had the gift of interpreting dreams, and that's what got him out of jail. Okay, let's try another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me now? Can you hear
me? Yes, I can hear you now.
This is Linda. Hi. I'm at work,
Linda.
So I got to go quick. I'm on my break. I got to go pass out meds. But
okay.
I just want to know, I'm having terrible time with this job, really bad. I need a new job. I need to move forward. I'm trying to, but I feel like I always get pushed back 10 steps.
That's interesting. That is interesting. We need to look at that. Okay. All right, you have the card of the Magi, the Druid. You need to use your powers. You know, you need to speak to your problem and uproot it. And some dark emotions about that maybe not you're doing, but people that you're affected with, maybe coming from your family, they've been coming at you. You know, the arrow that flies by day is what people send you, hate arrows or envy, or, you know, they don't like you for whatever reason. And
they're envious because I work so hard in my life, and I get it from all the time. All my life I get this. I work so hard, and people get like, well, she's this and she's that. They knew what I did in my life, how much I work and struggle through my life every day.
I know. I've gone through it too. I worked in a, it was three stories convalescent home, and everybody walked out on New Year's Eve and said, okay, Miss Do-Gooder, have fun.
Well, right now, I'm in the sister room, right? And every day I get chewed out. I've been written up twice. I haven't been here 3 months. And everybody else,
okay,
he don't write up, but he picks me out.
It's
and
change.
One more strike and I'm out. I want a new job. I want a new job.
But
now.
Because you're discontented and it doesn't look like it's going to change. So you need to think about leaving, and I show a happy ending before this month ends. So you need
job?
To go. You'll get a new job.
Oh,
you claim it.
Good.
Claim it.
Well, I want to work in a doctor's office and I want to work with a specialist, but I don't know which kind I want to work with.
Start looking.
Which one? Pick me a part of the body.
That's your choice.
Oh, come on, but I don't know.
No, it says you can have
I'm leaning towards the heart. I don't know why I'm leaning towards the heart, like a heart doctor. But I don't know everything I need to know about the heart. Yeah.
Cardiologist. That's
do you
that's
feel that
tough.
Strong? Does that sound strong to you? I think I can do it. I think with the
I got
help of a good doctor.
Coming and that you know, you won't, it in something within a week. And what you're thinking, it's going to come to you. It's going to come to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I met this guy. I don't know his name, but I want to see him again. And I go to the Harley place, and we have bands and hot dogs and free stuff. And will he be there this weekend? Will I see him? I don't know his name, but he got a bushy mustache and beard, real black, bushy. Very nice guy. I've been, like, fantasizing about being with this guy.
Well, you know, I think we're looking at it was mutual, and he's been thinking of, he's going to try to run into you again.
Okay.
I got success on that. Just remember, we're praying every day, and now things are going to get better. Okay, they really are.
Oh,
something in
you.
A week.
I'm just
you're
exhausted
welcome.
From the stress. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, bye bye. God bless you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye bye.
Okay. You know, we're affected by celestial influences. And the last little cosmic weather here, the last new moon brought in change. And this last full moon on the 15th, I believe, brought in three aspects of change. So change is going to push us towards it whether we're ready or not. So we have to realize that we are affected by things. Okay, here we go. Okay. We're affected by our emotions, too. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm good.
Okay, so good. Well, you know, my issue is love. Do you see love, or is it going to be lust? Am I going to end up with?
No, we be getting tired of lust.
Yeah,
you know, I got tired of watching the news. I had nothing on it but people's infidelities.
Right.
Whoop. I'm tired of lust. No, you're going to find the right man. And it says
do you
that
think I'm
you have,
with him right now? Go ahead.
It looks like it. It looks like it. Yeah. Because when we have failures, whether they're money failures or life failures, you know, the subconscious mind and the emotional center will constantly bring that up because it's damaged. If you've been hurt.
Uh-huh.
So it'll go, oh, you know, you're not going to get that. You're going to, it just talks to you, it's going to happen again. This, I show you in it presently an adventure, and this could very well be him.
Uh-huh. But, you know, there's a couple of them
he
right
has the
now.
Same, he has the same fears.
Uh-huh.
Somebody
do you know which one it is?
For money. Well, let's There's more than one right now.
There's Kenny, there's Colin.
Okay.
But, you know, none of them really want to commit.
You have a husband coming up real quick here.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Now, marriage, I mean, me getting married, not a husband coming after me, right? Not a married man. We don't want one of those.
Now, this is about your choice, of course, and you have that option. But the cards, you know, they're not up to date with today's, you know, significant others. It's a commitment, someone that wants to spend the rest of their life with you. And, you know, people get married and some people don't. I mean,
right. They
live together. And to me, you two people can go before God and get blessed. The state got involved in marriage and now they make a lot of money off of it, especially divorces.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And some people are very afraid of that, you know. Losing their money. But this looks like the right thing. This looks like that none of those fears are there. It's just both of you, you know, just a little bit scared about giving up your heart.
Now, do you think it's one that I'm with now? It's going to be one of them?
I think it's one of them.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's confusing enough, right? I mean, for nothing else to come in. It's got to be a hard, but it doesn't look like a super hard choice, though. But sometimes, you like something about both of them. And I've seen this happen. There's things you like about both of them. There's a feature in each one. And if a man came back with both those features, you'd leave the other two.
Right.
But this is doesn't look like it's going to be a real hard choice for you. I think you're going to really start understanding who's most important to you now.
Right. Because, you know, neither one of them are really spending that much time with me. They're, like, kind of distant and just very confusing.
Well, we've had Mercury and Neptune together, and that Mercury rules the way we communicate and the way we communicate with ourselves. And with Neptune, it has a lot to do with the inner person, the inner man, the Bible calls it, meaning mankind. In Galatians, there's no such thing as the difference between male and female in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
No such thing.
Okay. Right.
So we're talking about things of the spirit, too. And now this is, sometimes a man goes away when he starts getting very close. And women go, where'd he go? I want to talk to him. Why, you know, where is he? I feel abandoned. But they go away before they make a serious move and think about it. That's when they're in the cave. But actually, I got communication coming up, and this time there's going to be expression of emotions.
Okay.
And offering you a new beginning.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move along here. So we do create our world, you know, by the way we think, and people have to understand that everyone is unique. There's not another person like you. There's not another Janet. There's not another person exactly like me or like you. And we all have unique gifts and unique journeys in this life. And Jesus told us to love one another and to help one another. And that's what we are doing with this radio show. Okay. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're nice and clear. My phone is
okay.
Crappy. I was just asking.
Okay.
Well, I have I have a past relationship question and a future one. The past one is I'm still longing for the person in the past. I'm just going to be honest. And, you know, I feel he is cut completely off. Completely. And maybe it could have been some things that I said, but can you look into that?
Okay. The first card is restriction. So that, you know, restriction means you put yourself on a diet or you take something away from yourself. So he is restricting you.
Yeah. Any outcome with that?
Okay. He feels as if, you know, he got addicted to your charms, addicted to the way you cooked and things like that, that he feels that it's failing because you don't communicate. You're fighting. You're not. He feels this is both him and you. He's failed. He's discontented too. And he feels like you bring out the bad, the destructive side in each other.
Yeah.
Dark emotions.
Okay. Is that door closed?
He's restricting you, but, you know, he goes up and down with it. He gets to missing you. But I've got an ending here, and it's because you have a stable relationship coming up.
Okay. And speaking of stable, look at future. I have to ask because, you know, it kind of gives me closure, I guess.
Well, it says you're still fluctuating with it in your heart. And, you know, it's just like you want him to see something, but you're blind. You're both blind. I got the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords, they're blinded. They have blindfolds on in the Rider deck. And what it means, you're blinded to something in each other, and no matter what you do, stand on your head, skip rope, dance a jig, you can't get each other to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very accurate.
It shows both of you holding on to it, but he's got dark emotions right now. He can't handle anything, it looks like. There's some other failure going on with him.
Is it work?
You know, it's physical. It could be health.
Okay. Now look at future. I have a feeling I just feel like he's going to need me at some point for something. I don't know why, but I won't worry about it.
No, I wouldn't
future.
Worry about it either. There's a physical problem coming up, and you know, there's a possibility that you might be one of the few people he knows that would help him, but he has a rival at that time, so I think you need to seriously think about what's in front of you.
Yeah, me too.
And not what's behind you.
Yeah. You see anything in front of me that I'm not looking at?
Yeah. You got a stable relationship.
I'm noticing a lot of attention, a lot of male attention, lots.
Good. Okay. So hang in there, all right?
Well, how old is this person?
I don't know. I don't know. But
okay.
It's stable. That's the big thing. It's stable relationship.
Yeah, it is big. You're right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. Whatever you have to tell me is fine.
Okay. Your first card is money restriction, and it's stressing you out a little bit. And you're having, you know, it makes you feel bad about yourself. I think that does for everybody, but money's coming. Let me look at when, if we can.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, it shows you in a stressful place in your life, and there's discord around you, but you have crossed by the card of high spirituality, the Ace of Cups, which is matters concerning money and every health and everything being improved. A strong guardian angel, St. Michael, that is protecting your house, and things are going to change in three. It's in the present line. That could be 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks.
That would be great. That's good to know. It is stressful. Very stressful.
And it's like you finally, okay, you're coming up to Queen of Wands. The Queen of Wands has her house the way she wants it. She has her outside. She has everything decorated beautifully. She's got her closet the way she wants it. She's got things finally her way with money, with not feeling guilty about it. Amen. I second that.
Love that. Amen to that. Yes. Okay. That's great. That's wonderful.
Good.
And it's coming soon. Thank you so
in
much.
Three.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
In three, right?
In three. Remember I said three days. It could be 3 hours. 3 hours, 3 days.
Lotto.
God bless you.
God bless
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now I want you to understand the difference between divine prosperity. And divine prosperity is your inheritance, and human prosperity. And I was talking about Joseph. His father gave him control over his brothers, and he was next to the youngest, and they were angry. And then that was his physical prosperity, and it was all stripped from him. And as the story goes on, he was, you know, thrown into a pit and everything. And we need to know the difference between divine love versus human love. And human love loves you because you look good or you make a person feel good. And divine love loves you at your worst. When you're in a miry pit, divine love is busy getting you out of it. God didn't put Joseph in the pit, but he sure got him out of it and saved his life. And God loves you all the time, even when we're making mistakes. And I want you to hold on to this. 3 John chapter 2. Beloved, this is God speaking in his word. I wish above all things, underline that, all things, that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. And Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 6 explains our divine inheritance. And there's 3 keys to getting it. One is to believe the word, obey the Holy Spirit, and sow seed. And sow seed is more than just giving money. And we'll talk about that sometime. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, it's been a heck of a day, and it seems like everybody's going through the same thing I'm going through by listening to the rest of your callers.
I know,
One.
And
yes.
That's what's nice about this radio show, and I am grateful for those people that aren't afraid to. That's what we're supposed to do. The Bible says confess to one another, but in this world, who do you trust, right? I confess to God, and then I had this teddy bear that I knew wouldn't tell on me. But
okay.
the group that we have are people that are really connected to God, and they're not out like that, but there are people like that in the world. I mean, you might think people make friends with you at work. This happens in corporate America, and then they step on you. You know, it's a tough world. But that's what it's about, that this world is tough. Jesus said they had trouble in this world.
And that's what I'm going through right now. Between the career and love relationship, I want to ask about. The career, as you know, I'm in another state helping out and doing everything I can. And they haven't paid me 2 expense reports. Now, my boss knew about the one earlier this week. He even texted them all week saying, hey, are you going to get this process? What's going on? And the other guy who got mad at me just kind of blew it off and said, oh, well, I didn't receive all the paperwork and this, that, and the other. So I'm in another state with no funds. I had to call up Tracy for him to transfer funds into my account so I can survive until they process my check.
Did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, there's hope for that boy. he just got some reprieve.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, it shows discord in your present. It shows the stress. It says it's ending. And, this is causing a money restriction, but it is ending. And you have him. He's very understanding. And actually, it helped him get rid of some of the guilt he had, to feel like he was finally doing something good. And then he might be getting his foot in the door.
Okay.
Just threw that in.
What about this guy who just blew me off, Jeff, and he knew he did. He didn't process my paperwork. What's going to happen with him? Nothing?
Something. He did not. They're going to talk to him about this, you know.
My boss?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I brought it up to Jerry also, one of the other managers, so.
You got 2 people fighting for you over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He is not the most diplomatic person in the world.
Oh, you're telling me.
Well,
I'm
I didn't know
that.
It's in the reading. There, he may be going away here.
Oh, really?
I think that he's going to be talked to, and you know, and we're talking serious talk to, and he may abandon ship. He's got issues. He just not the most diplomatic person in the world, and looks like some deep-seated anger towards women.
Hmm. Oh, is that it? Wow.
Yeah.
And I did nothing to this guy, so don't know what it is. We only see each other maybe once, twice out the week because he works in the other.
You know,
I
was going to post it on Facebook about a shelter for, you know, abused women. And, you know, this is something that we've had. It's an age-old problem. And when
he has a daughter and a wife, so what's the problem? I mean, it seems like you want to reach
maybe
out to
he's
him
not
and
happy.
Help him.
Maybe he's not happy, and he feels like he has to do it, but he boils inside. He's boiling inside over something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will
but,
I get a raise?
But you're
going to
get vindicated
here.
What's the other issue?
Remember, I'm still working on, you know, getting that raise ordeal. What's going to happen with that?
Okay.
I still haven't heard anything with that.
You know, God works in mysterious ways. And we don't understand it. It's like, huh? Like he told Paul to go bury a girdle and leave it in the ground for 3 days. Back up. Okay, yeah, exactly. I mean, that would have been my
so
response.
Easy.
What? Are you sure you're God?
Right.
Okay. Because this happened to you, you know, your boss is like going to really talk about your dedication and how good you are when you go down and open up those offices. You are just very, very, very good at what you do. And they want you to feel secure. And I think because of this incident, it's just going to stimulate to go ahead and give you that raise now.
Okay. Well, good. glad to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is my boss going away? Because it seems like he was pushing off. You know, he's pushing off a lot of duties. I know we're going into a transition mode next year. I thought maybe he was leaving. Harry felt. Harry. Chip.
Huh.
Is it him or is it Chip?
Well, he did think about it. He thought seriously about it. But I don't think he's been able to top the salary.
Okay. And what about Jeff?
People are holding back from hiring, and people are holding back on everything until because of this election.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, will I go directly working for the higher company?
That's what I'm seeing. That offer's coming up. But you remember I told you they would happen simultaneously? It looks like because of this incident, it instilled in your boss the, you know, momentum he needed to go ahead and get you this raise.
Okay.
He's been pushing for it, but he's going to go, look at this, you know, look how daddy, she goes down there. We don't have to watch her, you know.
Right.
She's stable.
Here I put together two offices or whatever and, you know, deployed everyone along with doing my job down here and my job up there.
I know. You're amazing. But, see, that's what women are fascinating creatures. They've been held back. But, like I said, when Jesus came, he removed us from the curse of the law. And, you know, he has elevated us. And it's just people don't always take the change quickly, especially men, you know. They didn't want us to.
What about that man that did transfer some money over? He's starting to wake up out of his coma, I think. I don't know what's going on with him. Trace.
He is waking up. And I did see that. And, you know, This helped him. I mean, it helped him in a way because it's like he was beating himself up and he wouldn't take any action. You know, you don't want to face somebody when you don't feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like thinking he can have a new beginning. So there's action from him.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your prayers. Everything that you've always told me, I really appreciate and helps me get through the day.
Oh,
take care, dear.
God bless you. All right.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, to activate these blessings that we're talking about, you have to have faith and obedience. And when I was talking about sowing seed, you know, there are people that say sow a certain amount. You know, God will put in front of you something, and when he does, he has a harvest in mind. Let the Holy Spirit guide you on what to do when it comes to giving. But giving is not just money. You can give of your time, give people good information, things to help them out, listening to people's problems and offering good, at least prayer work for them. That's all sowing good seed. And sowing seed is our thoughts. That's what we're sowing. We're sowing it into our hearts, and we'll get a harvest. So we want to believe God, believe his word, believe his messengers, his prophets. And the next step to what we got to understand that when we pray for something, and Pastor John Hagee puts this, there comes a problem. First there's the prayer, then comes the problem to make it look like it's not going to happen, and then the provision. So, and what stops the blessing is our doubt, is disobedience and fear. God doesn't fulfill a need. He gives us an instruction, and then blessings follow. And the word of God believed will change your life. It's the word of God believed that'll change your life. Your provision and wealth are waiting for you. And they're already deposited in your spirit, and you access it to your faith. And Father God, we praise you for this time together to join you and to learn from you. And we praise you for your Holy Spirit. We pray for each and every person that called and their heart's desires. And I know, according to Psalm 37, that you want to give us the desires of our heart. We praise you for all of the promises in your word. And we pray again, pray for our country, the United States of America, for protection and provision. And we would like to return to one nation under God. Amen. Thank you, and I'll let you know when the next radio show is. God bless you, and good night.